This show is brought to you by Marketing Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. Now, let's get on with the show. You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are your hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta edition of the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I'm your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Brian Nani. Good morning, Brian. You know, speak of the devil of Around Atlanta. Today's conversation is going to hopefully lead to the promised land of getting around Atlanta a heck of a lot more efficiently.
Let's hope so. I mean, these gentlemen have got a great cause for a good organization that I'm really looking forward to digging into.
Now, let's get into it. We're joined this morning by Joey Klein. He's a board member and treasurer of the Coalition to Advance Atlanta. Joey, welcome.
Thank you for having us, Todd.
Now, the pleasure is ours. We're also joined by Andrew Tate, also a member of the board of the Coalition to Advance Atlanta. Andrew, welcome to the show.
Good morning, guys. Thank you.
It's good to have you. Thanks for carving out some time. Really looking forward to getting in this conversation. This is not something we've covered on this show over 5 years. So that tells you the work that we got to do to build awareness of what these guys are trying to achieve. So, Andrew, let me start with you very quickly. Give us a quick overview about you and your background.
Yeah, I'm Andrew Tate, and I grew up in Sandy Springs in Roswell. Went to Emory undergrad, and I'm now a third-year law student at Emory as well, focused in transactional law and commercial real estate. And I'm currently a board member of Advance Atlanta, and I'm very grateful to be a part of this movement.
Outstanding. Joey, give us a little bit about you and your background.
Sure. I also grew up in Sandy Springs, went to university in St. Louis, and lived in D.C. for a stint before coming back to Atlanta for business school at Emory. And I'm a commercial real estate broker at Jones Lang LaSalle.
All right. Joey, do me a favor. For those that are not familiar with the Coalition to Advance Atlanta, give us an overview of the mission and purpose.
Sure. And that can be forgiven because we are pretty new. So the Coalition is really an advocacy organization, and we are here to promote the expansion of transit in the Metro Atlanta region. The board met through activity with the Atlanta Regional Commission over the past half a year or so, and really all of us came together, not knowing each other beforehand, and realized that we were all really dedicated to the expansion of transit, and frankly, chomping at the bit to help this region that we believe is starving for it, to be honest with you. And so we said to each other, why don't we form an organization? Actually, we're big boys and girls right now. Let's form an organization that's dedicated to this. Incorporated in the last couple of months, and we are a 501c4 nonprofit, and just actually held our first event in Alpharetta these past couple of weeks at the end of January, designed to promote the expansion of MARTA into North Fulton.
Outstanding.
Well, before we get into some of the events and things, Andrew, why don't you give us a quick overview of MARTA? So we're here talking about the Coalition to Advance Atlanta, which is really focused on the Atlanta Transit System, MARTA. Why don't we catch some people up to speed, give a quick brief history and overview of that transit system.
All right. Well, MARTA is, first of all, an invaluable asset that the region has. And, you know, these kinds of systems just don't get built like this anymore. And it's an incredible thing that we have it. Of course, MARTA came through in the 70s. It got built up. It was not built as expansive as it was originally intended. Only went to two counties and not five, which has resulted in a relatively limited system, but a very high quality system. Over the years, it expanded, you know, little by little as an expansive bus system to support the heavy rail. And got into some financial trouble years back and lost a lot of reputation, definitely took some hits. But we have been extraordinarily fortunate in the past four and a half years to have Keith Parker come and be the CEO and president of MARTA, who has brought the organization to an unprecedented level. And he has put them back in the black and has reserves. And this is an organization that has really transformed itself in the past few years. And as he came in, he actually made the point that his main goal was to remove every uncreditworthy argument against transit in Atlanta. Mm. And I think that's exactly what he's been doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, one thing I'd want to add to that is one of the most popular things to do in this region is to bash MARTA. I'm 31 years old, and I can remember from a small age, MARTA bashing. Didn't go anywhere. It was unsafe. You know, there's no reason to ever take it. And one of the things that I think most people in our region have no clue about is really just how great this is. In terms of ridership, we are the number 8 transit system in the country.
That blows my mind.
My mind too. And you're talking to someone who truly cares about this a lot and only realized this a couple of months ago. So the general population can be forgiven of just not understanding what an asset we have here. So one of the things that we're here to do is not just advocate for the expansion of this system, but let people know we've got a great asset here to begin with. put aside your past perceptions of MARTA because it's a different organization. And if we're to get anywhere, people have to really eliminate those arguments from their brain and understand what a truly great system we have right now.
Well, I would second that. I'm a heavy user of MARTA. Now, I live in Brookhaven, so it's very easy for me to use MARTA. And I've lived in Atlanta about 14 years. And the first 10, I lived in East Cobb. And I had zero access to it, and I didn't realize what we had. And then when I moved in town and started using it, it changed how I lived in this town. It's an amazing thing. I'm with you on that. So walk us through some of the opportunities here. Now, you talked about this first advocacy event of yours in Alpharetta, talking about going up into North Fulton. What are some other opportunities here?
So for anyone who has seen the expansion plans, there are three additions that are proposed. One is an expansion of the Red Line from its current terminus at North Springs to go up 400 to end at Windward Parkway. Yeah, right? How great would that be for Alpharetta? The second line is what is termed...
How great would it be for 400?
Right, right. The Clifton Corridor is designed to go from Lindbergh through the neighborhoods of Lenox and Morningside through Emory Hospital and the university and end at the Avondale Estate Station. And then there's a third portion that is designed to expand the east portion of the blue and green lines that we've already got to outside 285.
Well, I think it's somewhat obvious initially or ostensibly why this would be beneficial. But really dig in, what will MARTA expansion do for the areas? Andrew, would you like to take that?
Absolutely. You know, in the past few days, there's actually been a great report that came out through the Metro Chamber. And particularly this expansion, this slate of projects is expected to inject $5 billion in gross product to Atlanta, to the Atlanta region. And at the same time, create 45,000 jobs. You know, these are estimates. I mean, what's really interesting is to look at what's been happening with these businesses that have been relocating to Atlanta, where transit has been a very, very high priority on their list. Of course, we know about Mercedes-Benz, State Farm, Kaiser Permanente's expansion. You know, State Farm brought 3,000 jobs when they relocated to Perimeter for one of the biggest reasons, because they could be right next to that station. You know, same thing with Mercedes-Benz, brought 1,000 jobs, Kaiser Permanente, 900. And this is a major priority for the governor. From what we understand, this is something that's very important to businesses, to investors. They want their riders, they want their employees to be able to get around easier. They want them to be able to have the kind of life that they want and usually can't find in this city. So they have to be on that transit station. And of course, this is big news for real estate developers, you know, seeking investors. This is a big part of their pitch. You know, where is MARTA? Where is transit? Where can we make this easier for our folks? And to understand, you know, years down the road, traffic's not going to go away. It's only going to get, you know, bigger.
Much worse.
Yeah. So the kinds of projects that Joey just mentioned that are on the slate for this possible expansion that we could vote on this year, this is something we needed to do a long, long time ago. Mm. And it's something that we need to be a priority for our elected officials going forward. And we need the next 10 governors to make this their top priority, in my opinion.
Mm. Well, we would agree with you wholeheartedly. All right. Joey and Andrew will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Your marketing tactics shouldn't be silos. Silos are for cows. Build a marketing foundation that includes three main components working together: your brand, website, and blog. The tactics you use, social media, public relations, SEO, advertising, etc., should all interconnect and relate to your foundation. They aren't silos off by themselves in the field. When you are ready to create an integrated marketing strategy, contact Marketing Relevance to take your company to the next level. That's marketingrelevance.com or call 770-383-3360.
All right, we're back with Joey Klein and Andrew Tate with the Coalition to Advance Atlanta. So gentlemen, talked about the work that you're going to be doing. So I imagine there's going to be some grassroots work here. Tell us all about that.
Absolutely. So right now, our biggest goal is to build a coalition. And that's a coalition of grassroots citizens and constituents of elected officials, and also grass tops, which is our most influential leaders in the business community and throughout the metro area. So, you know, getting these folks together and talking about these projects, talking about expansion, talking about how transit is important in general, and talking about how it's what it does for us, what our experiences are. We've been collecting stories from people all over the region, talking about their commutes. We were talking to one woman a couple months ago, where she had a 2.5-hour daily commute using transit. And it, you know, she had to go through three systems and it was extremely cumbersome and extremely difficult. Sometimes the bus wasn't on time. Not MARTA. MARTA's buses are almost always on time these days, but one of the other systems. And she didn't even have a stop outside of her college. Mm. She did not have a bus stop outside of her college. It's outside of the MARTA area, but it was just, you know, wow, how can you not have a bus stop outside of college? So we're trying to get these voices together and get folks talking about it. We have a website and we have a newsletter. We've been signing folks up. We've had great, great response. A lot of people wanting to get involved, know more about it, understand what they can do. That's our biggest goal right now, is to build that coalition and to really raise awareness about this particular expansion opportunity.
Mm-hmm. And I think it would be beneficial for your listeners to for us to go through what is happening right now and what is tangible within the next 12 months.
That'd be great.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so there is a real possibility that we could vote on the expansion of MARTA this year. So the Georgia General Assembly has just gone back in session for the season. Senator Brandon Beach from Alpharetta, who was our main event at the North Fulton event that we had the past couple weeks ago.
That he was involved in this.
Of course, right? You know, everyone knows him from his famous trip from Gwinnett to Cobb last year, you know, only using transit, taking 3.5-4 hours. Okay. I mean, he's an amazing voice for this.
Yeah.
He is sponsoring a bill that has already, I guess at this point, you know, it's already been dropped, that is designed to allow the Georgia General Assembly to give Fulton and DeKalb counties permission to put a half penny additional sales tax on the ballot this year or next year. So basically, we've got a couple steps here. First, the General Assembly has to say, yes, counties, we will let you, you know, assuming your mayors agree, we will let you ask your citizens for more funds. Okay. So our immediate goal right now is to make sure that our elected officials understand that the citizens of these counties want a voice. This isn't even about right now saying, is MARTA expanding? This is about saying, are we going to give the citizens a chance to let us know if they want it to expand? Assuming that that passes, which we are doing everything possible to make sure it will, at either the end of this year or next year on the ballot, we certainly hope this year, the residents of Fulton DeKalb County are going to have a chance to go to the polls and show their support as they did in 2012 for T-SPLOST. You know, T-SPLOST is pointed to as a failure for the region. And if you look across the 10 counties, yes. However, if you look at DeKalb and Fulton, there was over 50% support there. We know there's support there. And we know that if our elected officials give the citizens a chance to say, yes, we want MARTA, they're going to tell them with voices raised high that they want it.
Is the hope that it's on the November general election ballot?
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, this being an election year with the turnout, it would, you know, to have it pushed till next year, I think would really mess up its chances of passing.
Mm-hmm. Do you expect any kind of opposition?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I mean, we...
The typical voices that are against any kind of tax increases.
Okay. You know, we do live in an environment where, you know, let's face it, there have been many, many hurdles. If you look at the skeleton of our system and compare it to others that were started around the same time, DC, San Francisco, Seattle, we have been leapfrogged. Atlanta's firing on all cylinders right now. I mean, we are just killing it in so many respects. And as a real estate professional, and as all real estate professionals listening to this radio show, you should be scared if we don't pass this, because our jobs depend on people wanting to live in Atlanta and on companies moving here. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you that I've had anxiety of staying up at night thinking about what happens if we don't do this, not just from a business perspective, but I don't have children right now, but I will. And, you know, I'd like them to come back home, to want to come here. And what happens if we're not a region that people want to live in and work? That's a big issue.
I just want to add something to that. The fact that other cities have been leapfrogging us, as Joey said, I mean, you know, we've got Denver, we've got Dallas, we've got Houston, obviously Charlotte, Phoenix. These cities are investing in transit and they're investing in rail transit and they are doing it faster and faster. I didn't mention LA, DC, you know, those are the biggest spenders in the past 10 years on rail expansion. And, you know, we have absolutely zero time to waste. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's such a priority for the government. It's why it's a priority for Mayor of Atlanta. And that's why it's a priority, as Joey mentioned, for the commercial real estate industry. This is the bread and butter of Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And this is something that we can't keep being left behind like this. And I think that's the key, is we have to do this. We have to do it now. And this is a good plan. I think it's the best shot we've got.
Mm-hmm. Well, in an attempt to inoculate our listeners, what are some of those opposition points? Because I fail to see why this would be a bad thing. You know, what are some of the opposing views that might come up?
Well, there's just a natural, those that are against tax increases. And so you got that. Anything else we should be aware of?
You know, it really focuses a lot on the spend. It's tax increases. There are some people, although I think that this has decreased mightily since its heyday, there are people that think that additional public transit brings crime and unwanted elements. We actually, as we were thinking about content to put on our website, we thought about a section called Debunking MARTA Myths. Mm. And we kind of imagined a YouTube video where we would be carrying a television we, you know, quote unquote, stole from someone's house, trying to get it through the MARTA turnstiles. you know, it's just extremely unfounded. I think the big one is the tax increase.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Always is. And there's always a constituency there that gets riled up for those kinds of things. So is the public's attitude shifting, though? I mean, we talked at the top of the show about these myths, right, and this anxiety over MARTA, but I think it's turned around. And you talked about Mr. Parker and the amazing work that he's done to turn this thing around and make it a viable entity again, which is really, really exciting. And I've ridden MARTA a lot. I've never felt unsafe, ever, ever. What kind of feedback are you getting from the business community? I'm still struck by the fact that, I think you said State Farm, correct me if I'm wrong, but they went to Perimeter so they could be by that station.
Absolutely.
That's huge. And you said that Mr. Parker's attending some of these recruiting meetings.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, the businesses that are thinking about coming here, this is top of their mind.
It is. It is. And we do not have enough of what they're looking for. And we, you know, we're touting these examples and bragging about them and how excited we are that, you know, they were linked to a MARTA station and accessibility to the airport, et cetera. But can we even number the opportunities that we've lost? The opportunities that we don't even know about because we don't have what they're looking for. Mm. And we can. We deserve to have it. Our citizens deserve an easier way to get around. They deserve options. And I think that's what it comes down to. That's what these companies' employees want and the employees that they want to work for them. Mm. These are folks that want options. And I think that is across the generational spectrum, the demographic spectrum. I think everybody's on the same page with that. And if you've lived here long enough, you know, it's a challenge. It's a challenge. You know, we love it, but it's hard to be a fan sometimes.
Mm-hmm. You know, one thing I would point out is sometimes it feels like I truly believe that the voices of the naysayers are minority, but they're oftentimes the loudest. Mm-hmm. The business community gets it. The public gets it, as evidenced by Fulton DeKalb's vote on T-Splos being a majority several years ago. And our elected officials do a lot of good for this state, but unfortunately, they need a little bit of pushing sometimes. And that's why so much of what we're doing is focused around showing them that your constituents want this so badly. Right now, this is in the hands of our elected officials. Mm-hmm. We don't get to vote on this if the Georgia General Assembly doesn't give us permission to vote on this. And unfortunately, that has been the place where a lot of naysayers are. And so we're putting a lot of effort towards showing them your community and your business community wants this. This is a slam dunk. This is not a political risk. We have, in my lifetime, I cannot remember another time where MARTA has been thought of more favorably, ever.
Yeah, I would agree with you 100% on that. Well, Joey, Andrew, I hate to say it, we've gone way over our usual allotment because this has been such a critically important conversation. Any final thoughts? Anything else you want to leave with our audience? I mean, part of your mission is to raise awareness. Any other final key thoughts? I'll ask each of you. Joey, why don't you start?
People need to get involved and people need to get informed. And I would say the best place to start doing that is go to our website, which is www.advanceatlanta.com. We are constantly publishing content. And if you sign up for email updates, you will be notified whenever we're having events. And we're going to let you know what you can do as an everyday citizen to make sure your voice is heard. You can follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Use the advantage of social media and push this out to everyone that you know. This is all about people getting informed. That's the best way to do that.
Yep. Andrew, any final thoughts?
I totally second what Joey just said. And I would say, talk to people, you know, talk about these issues, talk about Atlanta, talk about transit, talk about, you know, what's possible and be realistic. Because I mean, this is a long-term problem, you know, one vote, one expansion, even if it's three projects, it's not going to solve it for us. But I think we need to keep talking about it. We got to keep the pressure on. And I believe that we have a great future ahead of us. And I invite everybody to share in that vision and let's move it forward.
Joey, that website one more time is
advanceatlanta.com.
Got it. All right. Joey Klein, a board member and treasurer, and Andrew Tate, also a board member of the Coalition to Advance Atlanta. Joey, Andrew, pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by. Appreciate your important work.
Thanks, Todd.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Check out the show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. So again, on behalf of today's guests, Joey Klein and Andrew Tate, my co-host Brian Nani, I am Todd Schnick. We'll see you tomorrow on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.